This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, September 30th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 8th, 50 Hindu extremists disrupted a worship service of 40 Christians, beat individuals, tore Bibles, broke church supplies, and stole the offering box, and live-streamed all of it on Facebook. The assailants from the youth militant group Bajrang Dal led the attack in Domchanj Villa of the Kaderma district in the Jharkhand state, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Monohar Varnwal was threatened and temporarily locked up by police. The live stream ended when the Hindu leader said, quote, "Our job is to make this area free of Christianity," end quote, saying that their, quote, "consciences demand that we not be silent," end quote. Over 800 Irish healthcare professionals have outlined their opposition to new abortion laws due to come into effect by October 22nd, reports Christian Today. Dr. Andrew Couples told the Belfast Telegraph he feared for the right to conscientious objection, saying, quote, "We have a lot of Christians who very strongly feel that the unborn child is a human being with value and worth. We also have a strong compassion and a real desire to care for women in crisis pregnancies," end quote. Last Friday, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz explained what is animating the Democrats, reports Fox News.
Congressional Democrats are angry. They're angry about the 2016 election, and ultimately they're angry at the voters. They're angry that the voters elected President Trump. From day one, they have been wanting to get this president out of office. And as a result, they're not doing the job. They're not actually interested in legislating. They're not actually interested in working together to produce more jobs and raise wages and expand opportunity.
Senator Cruz weighed in on the impeachment push by the Democrats.
What we have seen from the Democrats is a consistent and relentless push to impeach, regardless of the facts. So for months and months and months, it was all about Mueller. Mueller. Mueller's going to prove everything's wrong. Then the Mueller report came in and it found no collusion. And suddenly all the Democrats who had been screaming impeach, they had nothing to say. Right now, they're all screaming Ukraine. And oddly enough, it's the exact same conclusion, impeach the president. By the way, in a month or two, it's liable to be something else.
North Carolina Bishop Patrick Wooden Sr., founder of the Upper Room Church of God in Christ in Raleigh, has rebuked Carolina Panthers star quarterback Cam Newton for, quote, "dressing like a woman," end quote, at a recent news conference wearing a headscarf, a silky blue suit, and gold shoes, reports the Christian Post. While Newton was roundly criticized on social media for his unconventional attire, Wooden claimed popular sportscasters such as Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, and Shannon Sharp have refused to acknowledge that Newton's behavior is part of a larger plan to condition the public to be more accepting of the sexually perverted. In a video that was posted to their Facebook page, Bishop Wooden addressed his congregation.
All these sportscasters, they're such hypocrites. They're such weasels. They'll do what they have to do to keep their job. They talk about Cam Newton and talk about his shoulder, talk about his foot, and how he's not throwing the ball right and all that. A man standing there in a scarf, dressed like a woman, 6 feet 5 inches tall, built like a Greek god, 250 pounds, maybe 1 or 2% body fat, muscles everywhere. Dressed like a woman. They bring up everything but the obvious thing. So that is designed to condition your minds, to make you think, well, I'm being judgmental if I find that odd. No, you know what you're doing? You're having common sense. Men don't dress like that. You don't get your morals from an athlete. We get our morals from the Word of God.
Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 declares, "A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does this." In another example of a Christian leader taking a biblical stand, Bishop William Love of the Episcopal Diocese of Albany, New York, refused in November 2018 to allow congregations in his regional body to bless homosexual faux marriages. He was punished last year by the Episcopal Church and has appealed, which will go before a hearing panel to argue his case, reports the Christian Post. In his initial 8-page letter that he sent to all the churches he oversees, Bishop Love wrote, quote, "Jesus is calling the church to follow his example. He is calling the church to have the courage to speak his truth in love about homosexual behavior, even though it's not politically correct. Sexual relations between two men or two women was never part of God's plan, and is a distortion of his design and creation, and as such is to be avoided, end quote. On Thursday, foster families won big in a Michigan court, as a federal judge says that the Michigan Attorney General discriminated against faith-based agencies, thanks to a lawsuit by Beckett Law. St. Vincent Catholic Charities, an adoption agency, has a proven track record of effectively uniting vulnerable children, sibling groups, older children, and children with special needs with loving families. But their policy is not to place children with homosexual couples. Thankfully, the federal court ruled that, quote, the state's real goal is not to promote non-discriminatory child placements, but to stamp out St. Vincent's religious belief and replace it with the state's own, end quote. And finally, Chelsea Lee Taylor, the Hillsong worship leader who suffered a brain aneurysm on August 18th, is being allowed back home to continue her recovery after her 9-hour emergency surgery, reports Christian Today. Emma Fellers, administrator at Hillsong Church, said that Taylor was now, quote, 100% healed, able to walk, talk, drive, end quote. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, September 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.